Hi, good morning, people. So, God put it on my heart to use my podcast as a major platform. Sunday around 11, close to 12 p.m., we were rocked by a tornado. I saw my life flash before my eyes, you know. I got up, quick thinking, the first thing I was to do was grab my kids. And I heard my mom's voice. She said, come in the closet, come in the closet. And, you know, as we were running, I saw the ceiling fall everywhere, debris scattered everywhere, and you know, first thing I was like, God, cover us in the blood, cover us in the blood, cover us in the blood. So I don't know how we managed to get to my mom's closet, and we were so shocked, you know. We were rescued by some neighbors. Walked out with nothing except for the clothes on our backs. My 2-year-old, she walked out with nothing but a pull-up on. No clothes on at all. My 1-year-old, she had a little bruise on her eye, like a little scar on her forehead. My mom was bruised up. I got bruised up on my arm. It was a traumatizing thing. It was very scary. Very, very scary. You know, I can't thank God enough for sparing my life. And not only my life, but my children and my mom and everyone in that community, really everyone in the city of Monroe and West Monroe. Because before the tornado hit us, it was in, I think, Shreveport. And, you know, some people lost their lives. And even after it left us, it went to Mississippi. And some people lost their lives. I've reached out to so many people, you know. I'm in like a lot of groups on Facebook, and I can't thank God enough, because it was strangers donating. This has scared me, has traumatized me, but I would not walk in fear. I'm going to continue to walk in faith. I'm going to continue to uplift my mother, you know, be strong for my children. The thing, you know, I keep reminding myself is this is what God prepared me for. I have a purpose. And so for so many years, I tried to find out what is my purpose. And God gave me a platform to use it. And I'm going to continue to spread his word, continue to share my testimony. After the storm was over, you know, it was sunshine. And that sunshine, to me, was a symbol of renewal. Everything old is coming. You know, my mom was stressed out on how she was going to pay the bills. You know, I kept praying to God, you know, enlarge our territory, increase our coast. And if you ever read the book of Job, you know, Job lost everything, but he never lost faith in God. And God blessed him even more. And I know this was going to happen to us. But we lost everything. Cars, total house is gone. But the Spirit of God is still here in our hearts. And this is a testimony I'll be able to tell my kids. My 6-year-old, you know, he saw everything. He's very strong. He's a trooper. He is my son is my rock. You know, I was just sitting thinking about how hard I was on him, you know. I always told him to keep his room clean, because you may never know what happened. And my son has put a smile. I hugged my son so tight yesterday. I didn't want to let him go. hugged my daughter so tight yesterday. I didn't want to let her go. My baby girl, just staring at her, you know. If you don't have a relationship with God, now is the time. I'm blessed that my great-grandmother, my grandma, my granddaddy, and my mom, they raised us in the church. And in the word, you know, it's in the word to, you know, teach your child, train your child in the way he should go, and he will never turn from it. Everything that happened in my life, I always turned to God. I'm going to continue to turn to him. I was reading a scripture that really, it really stuck out to me. And it's from John 11, verses 38 through 40. And it says, so Jesus, again, deeply moved within, approached the tomb. It was a cave, and a boulder was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an offensive odor, for he has been dead for days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe in me, you will see the glory of God? And that stuck out to me because we were in a tomb. And when Jesus removed that tomb, we saw the glory of God. And what I mean by the glory of God, God spared our life. What I mean by the glory of God, we saw sunshine after the rain. What I mean by the glory of God is when we called for God to cover us in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, he was there. And I, you know, if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. You know, I reached out to people. It was like, oh, Lord, the devil is coming on you. No, I speak faith over my life. Me and my mom and this community, we're going to come out stronger than ever because God's about to increase. Materialistic things, they can always be replaced. But your life, once you're gone, you're gone. And I'm 20 years old. You know, I worked for the news. I reported, you know, hurricanes. I reported flooding. I reported tornadoes before. Never in my life think it would happen to me. You know, I lost my job 3 months ago. Car stopped working. You know, trying to find a job, I got turned away from so many jobs, turned down from so many jobs. God kept me. He kept my mom. We are a praying family. We are a spiritual family because it was brought down through our ancestors, you know. And I have so many strong women in my life. And, you know, I always used to feel weak, but God has given me strength through this. You know, I still cry. But God, when I tell you, but God, each and every day, you know, now each and every day I'm looking at life like this could have been my last. You know, life is precious. You know, people not reaching out to their kids. And it's just, the point of it all is, love God with everything in you. Because some people, their life didn't get spared, you know. It was their time. You know, it's time to forgive. It's time to let go. You know, in the thought about I could have been mad because so many people that I was close to, people that I helped, didn't reach out. You know, God told me, Cynthia, it's all right. You asked, I revealed, and I removed. And in the word, God says to still love him. And I'm going to still love him. My faith has been renewed. My faith is very strong. And the love that I have for God is stronger. Just laying in my bed that day, just listening to the word, reading the word. God got me and my children up, got me to my mom, and he saved us. Roof completely gone. You know, you walk in the house, you know, a lot of people are like, y'all survived this, and yes, we did, by the grace of God. God's grace, God's love, he saved us. And I tell just people my age, get your life together, fighting, do not just carrying on. Just imagine seeing a roof fly over your head and you looking up to the sky. Imagine holding your kids, praying that God doesn't take you or your children, and running to your mom. You know, I was scared I was going to lose my backbone, which is my mother. I was scared I was going to lose my rock, which is my son. I was scared I was going to lose my two daughters. I was scared. You know, I'm so used to going to my grandma. You know, my grandma was there. My granddaddy was there. My great-grandma was there. My family was there. They protected my children. They protected my mother. They protected me. It's a scary feeling, you know. I always try to see the bright side of things. You know, I'm always trying to, you know, I usually laugh to calm, for my grieving. I always try to laugh. When people are like, why are you so, one of my friends is like, you're so strong, you're taking it so well. You know what? Yeah, I am, because I'm still at peace. You know, God still blesses us to have a roof over our head and food to eat, clothes on our backs, you know. I'm still blessed in the midst of what just happened. I'm not about to sit here and blame God for what. This was all in his divine plan. And in his divine plan, he spared my life. He spared my mom. Spared my children. Spared everybody. God's name was lifted among high from everyone in that neighborhood. You know, everybody was praying. But just like I read the scripture, Jesus removed that tomb and he walked us out. And we were saved. So my message to, you know, a lot of people, just get your life together. I'm going to start using my podcast platform to talk about the word, to talk about God. And this will be my testimony to not only to my children, but my grandchildren in the future, their children. It's you know. But I'm thankful that I'm still here. Thankful that my mom and my babies are still here. And I'm thankful for my family support, my friends support, you know, strangers, colleagues, you know, old college friends, everybody for checking in. It's going to be a tough week. It's going to be a memorable week, but God wouldn't put anything on us that we can bear.